Hey everybody, welcome to It's My Life, the musings of a marketing professional on his way back, you know, like a bad Rocky movie. This is part three of the comeback, and my timing could not have been better. Smack dab in the middle of a global pandemic. Here's looking at you, kid. Or kids, if one was not enough. Sit back, enjoy, lots of laugh, lots of seriousness, and of course, it's all about me, because it's my life. Enjoy the show. Okay, so if my family saw me, what I was doing right now, they'd probably think I was weird, but that's okay. I'm good. I'm actually in my kitchen, and the audio quality is somewhat suspect because it's bouncing off of some of these walls. But here's the thing. Here's what I'm going to talk about today. I just got something in the mail. I don't know if you can. All right, I get it. We're in April, and the coronavirus madness is. I mean, it's crashed our economy. Let's just be real. It's crashed our economy, and many of us are going to be out of work, and many of us are going to be looking for jobs and looking for things to do. So every company right now that's in business, I mean, that's still doing business, I guess, and trying to make business as normal. You know, I have family members that are teachers, that are working in legal offices and that sort of thing. And my bread and butter has always been communication. So I'm picking up the old microphone again and trying to do some more of what I do best. And that's talk on the air, talk on the radio, talk on TV, talk on the net. So I'm a big believer in asking questions and following up with news and information and trying to get the most sense out of whatever the craziness is. So needless to say, a lot of companies are out there that are still doing business as usual, and you'll have to excuse me for a second. I've got an animal that's playing with another animal that shouldn't be, and so I've got to deal with her. So, here's what I've understood some businesses to do, and that is they're trying to be sympathetic. They're trying to be empathetic to a lot of people that are utilizing their services, namely like utilities, phone companies, insurance companies. Literally today and yesterday, I got hit with two different things. And one is from my local electric company. And without saying any names, I appreciate what they're doing. I really do. Otherwise, we wouldn't have service and we wouldn't have electricity. I wouldn't be able to record. I wouldn't be able to do a lot of things that we currently take for granted. But I will say this, if you're going to send out communication regarding the fact that you're not going to cut people off during this time in terms of cutting their electric off if they fail to make a payment. Now, I'll be honest with you, it's not that I intended to miss my payment. I literally totally forgot about paying this last Thursday. Last Wednesday or Thursday, and it slipped my mind over the weekend. Had other things going on, and needless to say, they sent me a letter saying, right at the top, past due notification, cutoff date, April 13th. Today is April 7th, so I'm thinking to myself, what the? Oh, and see, I woke up yesterday morning, and I told my wife this. I woke up yesterday morning thinking to myself, oh, I got to pay the electric bill. I totally forgot about it over the weekend. So yesterday, I paid the electric bill online. What I don't like about our electric service is they haven't caught up with the times, meaning they don't allow you to do an automatic draft. I'm big on automatic drafts for bills that are recurring, bills that are always going to be there, so I don't have to think about, oh, I got to pay the bills. This particular electric company won't allow you to, they allow you to set up your credit card, but they won't allow you to draft. Now, I don't know if there's a law out there for utility companies, but my Verizon bill comes out every month, and, you know, I don't understand that. I don't understand. Excuse me while I reach around here for a second. There's an issue with my It's a long story, but there's an issue with my plug-in for my microphone. So what I don't understand is I can do that for my phone bill, but I give you my information online so I can do a monthly payment. You retain the information, but yet you don't draft the account. So now I have to go online and then make an automatic payment online in which you already have access to my account, the account that I'm paying with. So, okay, for a second, just put all that to rest. Here's the thing about the letter. So you read the cutoff date and hold on one second. I'm going to kick the dog out of the house. Hold on one second. Sorry about that. I had to be a little stern with the dogs. The dog's chasing the kitty cat. We got a new kitty, and it's somewhat problematic. And the kitty is messing with a leaf. Hold on one second. All right, otherwise you're going to hear kitty in the background and it's not going to be good. So anyway, my point about this letter is, so I get this letter and it says cutoff date, April 13th. And then I get another one that says, you know, in the middle of the page, it says cutoff date, April 13th. And then in a small little paragraph, it reads, during this national emergency, we have suspended disconnection of electric service for non-payment so that members experiencing financial hardship due to the loss of income have more time to pay. We will continue to read meters and send bills. Members are encouraged to make payments as they are able to avoid accumulating excessive amount due. Please call, and it gives the 800 number, to discuss a payment arrangement. And if payment has been submitted, thank you, and please disregard the notice. So that's the paragraph right above where it says cutoff date. The date you just told me you weren't going to cut off. It says cutoff date, April 13th. Pay this amount now. Okay, I'm just going to say, if you're going to send out somewhat sympathetic letters and you're going to try to conduct business as usual with customers who are facing hardship, change your letters. Don't tell me you're going to, during this national time of emergency, we've suspended disconnection, and then tell me you're going to cut it off in the same dang letter. Please, for the love of all that is sacred and humane, change your letters. At least, I know you're not busy. You can't be that busy where you forget, you know, here's a letter. We've got it approved. Let's go ahead and send this out. You know what? Change the language. You don't have to say cutoff date. You say your normal cutoff date. However, if we understand, bip, 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 and then get into your paragraph. You know, don't tell me you're going to cut my electric off and then tell me that you're concerned, but during this national time of emergency. I get it. We're all suffering. We're all we're all going to try to do our best to pay our bills. But I simply forgot over the weekend. And it just struck me as odd. I got this notification, and then I got a notification from my car insurance saying, we understand how difficult it's going to be, and we'd like to give you money back on your insurance premium. Really? Why don't you just skip a payment? Why don't you just tell me, you know what? Next month, you don't have to pay. Instead, they give me this convoluted, it's a percentage of your monthly premium in which we're going to get paid back, and then it tells me how you can get your payback. What do you mean, get my payback? I got to do more work to try to get something that you're saying is a benefit to me and that you're trying to help me out? So here, most auto customers will get an average payback of about 15% based on their monthly insurance costs during April and May. You can get your payback faster through blank mobile app. Wait a minute. Wait, stop the presses. You're telling me, instead of just saying, you know what, this month we're not going to take your premium, you're going to give me 15, I don't know where you came up with 15%. You're going to give me 15% of my monthly insurance premium back to me. Is that because that's the profit margin? Is that the profit margin between my premium and you getting profit? Is 15%? Really? So you basically, you're doing it at cost is what you're telling me. You're saying, hey, just between you and me, yeah, we're actually marking up your premium about 15% more than probably the competitor. But you know what? Psst, don't tell anybody. No, just between you and me, we're gonna give you a little money back because we really, you know what? We really don't need it. And here's the thing. We don't want you not paying your bill. No, we still need that money. We just don't need 15% of it. So we're gonna give that back to you. Here's to you, kid. Just during this time and here's the thing. Chances are you're gonna lose a hell of a lot more than the 15%. If you act like this, you're gonna lose customers in ad nauseum. And the idea that you're compassionate, and I'll read you the first part of this letter, this email that came out to me. As we all work together to slow the spread of COVID-19, more of us are at home and driving less, which means having fewer accidents. Wow. Wow. Did you hear that? You're basically telling me, you're giving me money back because you know we ain't driving. We're not on the roads, so we're not using our cars. Hell, why don't you do me a favor? Since we're not using our cars, why don't the amount of time that we're not using our cars a lot? You just say, you know what, Steph, you don't have to pay us this month. You don't have to pay us. Just move along. Just, you know what? We know you got electric that you're late on, but for this month, you don't have to worry about your car insurance. Nah, we got you taken care of. You know why? Because we've been overcharging you 15% a month and we've been banking it. And so, you know, you don't have to pay this month. Why not do that? Why not? Instead of telling me with something I already know, that we're all trying to work to prevent the spread of COVID-19, you as a car insurance company have realized, oh shit, you know, most people, what can we do to help people during this time? You know, most people aren't driving as much. You know what? Tell you what, 15%. Let's just give them 15% and we'll call it a day. 15%? Seriously? Are you kidding me? How about don't make my entire payment? I mean, really, seriously, honestly, I cannot believe 15% was what y'all came up with. I'm stunned. So, okay, note to big Fortune 500 companies. Don't send me out an email. What I love about this email, it's got like a link or it's got an image to a video. I'm guessing it's the CEO. I don't really know. It is the CEO. It's the president and CEO of the company. And he's got a little, you know, link. It's kind of like a smirk. Whoever stopped the freeze frame on this video should have done it at a different time because it's like a smirk, like 15%. Suckers. Yo, we're still gonna be all right. You just keep paying our premium. Just reminder, keep paying the premium. And then it says you're gonna offer some of this free protection, extended auto insurance coverage, and blah blah blah. And it's like, really? Now you buried the lead, which in news is the big thing that people really care about. You wait to the end to tell me. Payment relief. Here we go. Customers experiencing financial challenges can call to learn more how to delay payments without penalty. The special payment plan gives auto and homeowner insurance customers the choice to delay two consecutive premium payments. Customers also can choose to pay what they can afford. That is really what this email should be about. Really, I'm serious. The fact that you recognize that most people aren't driving is the holy smokes. What happened to understanding the customer? This is, the first line is all about you guys. You realized that we are not driving anywhere because we've been told to stay home. So I'm just note to self, whoever sent this out, y'all should be hand slapped. Seriously. You should take a ruler, hand slap yourselves and say, don't do that again. I mean, really, I've been with this company for a long time. And I think it's a legacy thing because I think my parents had this company and I've been with them a long time. And for them to send out this email at this time in my life, you guys know what's going on. Looking for work, trying to pay bills, trying to cut back on expenses. Looking for work, trying to cut back on expenses. Okay, that's where I'm at in my mode of thinking right now. And I get this email. Thank you, non-caring customer appreciation email about how you are doing everything you can during the COVID-19 crisis. Give me a break! Seriously? So I'm a little stunned because if I would have gotten this email, I mean, if I would have sent this email out to me, I would have basically looked myself in the mirror and said, man, how sucky is that? The only reason we're cutting back is because we know you ain't driving your damn car. That's why we're going to give you, you know what? We're going to really do a good thing this year. We're going to give you 15% off of your insurance premium monthly. Yeah, crickets. We're all jumping on that one. Oh yeah, 15%. Hey, honey, we can afford groceries now. We're getting 15% back on our car insurance. Yeah, go ahead, live it up. Get the T-bone and the beer. Yeah, get the grill cranked up. Here I go. Nigga, we're getting 15% back on our insurance premium. You gotta be kidding me. I'm blown away. Payment relief, though, I will say this. That should have been your lead. That should have been the... What was in the subject line? Oh, providing you a payback. That and a message from our CEO. As if that says everything. Oh, you know what? This company's pretty cool, you know? I get a message from the CEO of the company. Not my freaking local agent. My agent didn't send this out. The one that's always sending me birthday cards. The one that's always saying, hey, we need to check into your policy. That guy didn't send me jack. The guy that's down the street that I actually have referred people to, that guy sent me zero. Zilch. But, you know, I got a message from the CEO of this Fortune 500 company. I tell you what, cut back on your ad expense and save me a premium payment. 15%. You gotta be kidding me. 15%? That's it, honey. You know that lawn project we were thinking about doing this winter or summer? I'm sorry, I'm so confused. Let's go ahead and crank that idea right back up. You know why, honey? Honey, get this. We're gonna get money back from our premium. 15%. Yeah, I know. It's crazy, right? It's the CEO of the company. He's doing a favor for you and me. And we're loving it. Thank you, CEO. A Fortune 500 company. Tell you what. 15% is not going to do me jack. It's not. It'll be some money, but it's like putting nickels in the freaking cash. Everybody household's got one. It's that jar that you sit up and then you're like, I don't know what to do with this quarter. I'll throw the quarter in the jar. And then you just, over time, you're like, hey, one day you look in there and you're like, oh, look, we have $20. Let's go somewhere. Let's go do something. That's pizza money. All right. That's kind of what this amounts to. So I tell you what, Mr. CEO, since you did send me this email, I'm going to reply back to you. No, I can't reply back to you. It's one of those you can't reply back to. So I'm going to probably take you up on the payment relief part. If I can get somebody on the phone, because I know everybody's working from home and sometimes getting through to somebody doesn't happen. I may take you up on that part. We'll see how our finances go. But this letter, I'm just baffled. I'm probably going to see a few more of these to, you know, companies I've been paying thousands of dollars to over the years, going to send me out some trite little, hey, we're doing all we can. Look at us. We're cool. We're sympathetic. We're helping Americas. Yeah, we're doing it. You know what? You know, just you know, keep trying. I'm trying to, you know, everything I'm saying these days, I'm trying to add a positive spin on, because I'm just livid sometimes. Frustrated, livid, crazy. Yeah, whatever. So, yeah, I get a little upset sometimes. So if I do sound a bit negative, it's because I forgot to look for the positive. So the positive thing is, this company is doing something. I've already mentioned all the negative stuff, but the positive thing, they are doing something. They feel like they're doing something. And I guess that's probably more than some companies. Although I will say this, Mr. Local Agent, how come you haven't sent me an email, dude? What? Like, you're not busy. You're not busy. Send me an email. Say, hey, yo, Steph, I know it's not your birthday. That's next month, but just want to let you know, we're going to see what we can do for you. Okay. We're taking all the accounts into consideration. That email should have went out, I don't know, 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago. Y'all are waiting. See, that's the thing. Marketing folks should not have been waiting on this stuff to get people information. You know, when people started losing their jobs, when people started getting laid off, because guess what? The restaurant's freaking closed, and now you don't have that part-time gig that was paying for your car insurance because you went out and bought a car that cost you $400 a month. That's when the insurance company should have said, damn, we need to do something. Not 3 weeks later, when all these companies are like changing their entire business model, and Fortune 500 companies are like, you know, instead of making cars, we're going to make ventilators. Instead of making tire parts, we're going to make masks. Yeah. You know what? Instead of making candles, we've got this hand sanitizer thing that we could probably do for the country. I don't know. We could break even. But yeah, you know what? That should have happened 3 weeks ago. Notification of this should have happened 3 weeks ago, when the world just went flat. And the economy sucks. Not now. And 15%. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? You know what, Mr. Boss? During this time, I know I'm kind of at home working. I think I'm just gonna give. Let's see. You know what? I'm just gonna give 15% of my time back. That's it. That's all you get, man. I've been a hard worker. I'm just going to give you 15%. Just for this month, during this difficult time, I'm just going to give you 15%. Hope that's okay. In the meantime, keep sending my check. Yeah. Can you imagine? Anyway. All right. 15%. I'm done. I can't say. I cannot say anymore. Guys, listen to the, if you like the podcast, if you like everything that I'm laying down, I'm bringing my own wit, humor, and just my life. It's because, you know why? It's my life. Subscribe, like, hit me up, send me an email, comment. I'm probably going to relay a bunch of stuff about Facebook, because I see some crazy posts on Facebook and some of the groups I'm with. I tell you what, look out. There's a lot of content there, and I'm just blown away. It's just me talking. It's what I do best. My wife says, if somebody's out there listening, you're talking. I'm a talker. So anyway. All right. I'll see you guys next time. I'm Stefan, and I'm out.